Welcome back to the Navuna Sustainable Business Podcast. Today, we're diving into another cluster of key insights that we've been lucky to find over the last 18 months when we've been around the country meeting small businesses. What we've been doing is listening to their sustainability journey, their challenges, and just how really it's all coming together. I'm joined today by Chris Powell from, he's head of sales at Navuna Business Finance. And I thought maybe today, Chris, we'd have a look at some of the top tips that some of these key businesses came across. Really, I'm just really interested to hear your insight from your point of view, because you probably work across most businesses across sectors in the job that you do. So one of the things that came across quite strong to me was Libra Utility Services. Yeah. So they work in utilities.
They do.
And I was just really impressed with the foresight, I suppose, the vision they had in terms of investing money in this green equipment, which is very expensive. Is that something that you help businesses with on a day-to-day business? And maybe you can give us some insight as to how challenging that is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, on a daily basis, we work with customers, SMEs across multiple sectors. Libra, for instance, you know, buying equipment sustainable, you know, that's more sustainable for their business is core to what they're looking to do and drive their business forward. Ensure that they've got the most efficient equipment that for their business needs. And where we can help essentially is, you know, we can tailor our products to suit whatever it may be, a longer term financing. We've recently gone out with a growth guarantee, which is longer term funding. Which basically means is, you know, the life cycle of the asset is key, right? So you want to, you know, if it's a 7-year-old piece of equipment, you want to fund it for 7 years. Whereas, you know, typical products were, you know, go over 5 years, which is, you know, for a business manageable, but not effective because it's not built around the asset. So for Libra, you know, they want to invest, you know, it's you know, in terms of sustainable, you know, assets, meet their green initiatives as a business, and it's core to them, whereas perhaps, you know, wider policies have changed and they've pushed them out. But for Libra, we've been able to support them specifically to you know, provide a product that works for their business.
What I thought was really interesting about that business as well is that how pleased the customer were, that they didn't quite realise that within utilities, you know, you could have these green options, I suppose. So they were taking a leap of faith in doing that, but they've been rewarded.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, the SMEs in our country are, you know, of a long sort of history of being bold and entrepreneurial, and Libra are no different. And you know, we as a business want to be part of that and to support them. SMEs, you know, from our business barometer, have said that they struggle to find to have a voice in the industry. And what we do is, you know, is about people and helping their business move forward. So it's great to be a part of that, and we like to go and meet the customers and take pictures and in front of the assets that they've purchased and be part of that journey.
Yeah, and celebrate the success that they've had, you know, and be there with them, isn't it? It's what it's all about. And we were talking there about Libra and, you know, taking that leap of faith, I suppose, and being brave. And that was kind of one of the main things that came out to me from when we met Richard Morgan, which is the founder of this electric classic car company. I mean, he was the definition of being different. And he took that bravery from having been an engineer, I think, working in a standard job to going, I love cars. That's my passion. Yeah. And everything that electric classic cars done from, you know, down upwards is all to do with being green, you know, reimagining Porsches that the likes of you and I would love to have, and, you know, putting a battery in there. I mean, it's inspiring, isn't it? So it's those type of kind of episodes, I think, you can learn from that, but it's not something that everybody can do to be brave.
Absolutely. And there's obviously a passion in there, which feeds into Richard's business, and centered around that is ultimately an asset that has perhaps reached, you know, the engine's reached its life cycle. Potentially, it could be, you know, scrapped, but actually, what a great thing to take something and give it a life cycle of another 20 years with an electric engine inside. It has the prestige of being a classic car and meets, you know, sustainable requirements, I suppose, from like a road license fund perspective. So it's a really interesting topic, and just shows, you know, with SMEs how they're able to be, you know, creative.
Yeah, and I think the thing is also with Richard's business as well is the global perspective he has on things. I mean, he uses YouTube and social media and all those to amplify what he does. So he's not thinking as a small business. He's thinking as a huge business, even though they are quite small and growing. But he's taken his passion, I suppose, and made that sustainability the mantra of the way they run their business. So I just thought that was amazing. And then the other side, I suppose, I mean, that kind of builds into what Richard's doing with Electric Classic Car. It's the opportunity, isn't it? So he'd taken a passion and turned it into something successful. And in the same way with Cambridge Building Supplies, you know, Chris there, you know, they weren't a business that was necessarily known for sustainability, but with market changes because of COVID, you know, and all those kind of things, his business is now based on that. How difficult do you think that move is from a small business perspective to kind of take that leap to turning your business model upside down in an odd kind of way?
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I think it's a huge step. But, you know, our customers are agile, you know, perhaps slightly different to the larger corporations that are out there. They see an opportunity and they're brave enough and bold enough to take that opportunity. And, with Chris's example, you know, 20% of people work from home prior to the pandemic. It's now up to sort of 50%. So there's a huge shift. And, you know, his customers, you know, are looking for that, you know, work-life balance, and coming up with that, you know, that shift in his business to service that part of the market would have taken a huge, you know, risk and step. But he's obviously spoken to customers and listened and understood what their requirements are, and built something around that. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and what I thought was also interesting as well, it's not just the garden, which is something new that's purpose built, I suppose, but it's also repurposing and reimagining old buildings. So he was telling the story of, you know, the old chapel in West Wales that he was now for charitable use, and he said how inspiring that was from top to bottom. Yeah. This building that was just sat there empty. I mean, that is the future, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the alternative is, you know, knock it down and build something new, whereas actually take that initial frame, similar to the cars, Richard Morgan, you know, taking something, refurbing it or upgrading it, making it more efficient, but using something that, instead of just knocking it down and starting again, taking it and making it sustainable and meeting a need and not sitting derelict. So
it's so inspiring the way that, and of course, what kind of crosses me with all these things is it's not a quick process, is it?
No.
So they all take their time, and, you know, with cost being also a concern, and, you know, maybe business wants to grow, you know, to embed that sustainability on that journey as well, I think is just, you know, adds that extra layer.
Definitely.
Which is amazing. So from Navuna, your point of view in your role then, how does Navuna then go towards these different businesses, different shapes and sizes that come to you, say Chris comes to you and say, look, I want to repurpose this chapel somewhere. And you kind of say, right, okay, well, how do you go alongside them on that journey, I suppose, to help them and support them?
Yeah. So for us is listening to our customers, understanding their requirements and their needs. Very much for them, you know, they're looking to, you know, take that bold step. And we look at, you know, what we can work with, what we've currently got in terms of products and offering, and look to make it a seamless transaction, I suppose. But then with an ongoing relationship off the back of it as well. We are we're non-bank owned. we pride ourselves in working with businesses and it's a people business. Mm. And I think that offering certainly helps, you know, structure our products around what our customers need.
Yeah, excellent. It's been so interesting speaking to you today, actually.
Thank
I was just going to have one question to
you,
though, because we're talking about small businesses here. If you were to start your own business, what would that be in, do you think?
Yeah, good question. I think it would be travel related, maybe some sort of sustainable travel.
Wonderful.
My wife works in the travel industry, so and she's taken me along the journey over the years. So something around travel and maybe something sustainable would probably be my business.
Go towards your passion.
Yes,
always
absolutely.
Very smart, like a lot of these small businesses.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time. It's been
Thank
wonderful
you
speaking to you.